Near the start of the pandemic, then acting city manager Bill Howell took emergency action, deciding the city would not shut off water to households that could not make payments. Households that already had their water and sewer shut off could opt to have it turned back on. Last Monday, at a special meeting, the Bethel City Council extended that policy for another 60 days. Councilmember Alyssa Leary said this was to prevent the COVID-19 pandemic from getting worse in the city.
I just imagine folks that we've got on quarantine, maybe they've got someone in the household that is actively fighting the virus and is COVID positive, and they're not able to wash their hands. I just see this as a way that the city can really help in that aspect.
The total amount of unpaid bills kept growing. Acting City Manager Lori Strickler reported that the city has about $700,000 of utility delinquencies. Councilmember Stacey Franco acknowledged the problem.
I do realize, you know, it is a deficit, but I don't think a pandemic is the time to be shutting off, you know, community members' water.
There is no clear path forward. Although Bethel received over $8 million in CARES Act funding, Strickler says the city can't use the money to pay the water bills.
CARES money cannot be used to satisfy the reimbursement of lost revenue for the city. Our CARES money can't be.
But there is a potential workaround. Strickler says individuals who receive financial aid from the city's CARES grant programs could use that money to pay off their bills.
It is our hope that through some of the granting programs offered by Bethel Community Services Foundation and Tender Women's Coalition, in conjunction with the city's distribution of CARES funding, that residents and businesses will utilize those grant funds to pay for their water utility delinquencies.
ONC is also using its CARES money to provide financial assistance to tribal members so they can pay for their utilities. If no other solution is found, the city will just rack up a huge deficit until the pandemic ends. Then, those individuals with unpaid bills will have their water and sewer shut off, and they'll be stuck with the bill. The city's Finance and Public Works committees will meet September 16th to explore other options. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.